Om Shanti.
Good morning. So today's blessing is, may you be a true holy swan who pleases the Lord with the cleanliness of your body, mind and heart. May you be a true holy swan who pleases the Lord with the cleanliness of your mind, body and heart. Explanation. Cleanliness means purity in your thoughts, words, deeds and relationships. Purity is symbolized by the white color. You holy swans are also dressed in white. A clean heart means to be an embodiment of cleanliness. To be always flawless in your body, mind and heart means to be clean. The Lord is pleased with a clean mind and a clean heart. All their hopes and desires are fulfilled. The speciality of his swan is cleanliness, and this is why Brahmin souls are called holy swans. So Baba is speaking about cleanliness of mind, body and heart. First of all, I remember one story, I'll relate it. Rabia Basir, a Sufi saint, she was very beautiful. Once the thief came, he kidnapped her and sold to a brothel. And there she has to perform what the other ladies are doing there. What happened? Being a beautiful girl, the masters of that brothel sent the customer who is very rich. So when the customer go to her, she said, okay, you're welcome here. And just I want to sit in meditation for some time. If you feel, you can also sit here. Then the customer sat with her on the floor and she meditated. Then she said that, you know, this God is everywhere, he is omnipresent, he is looking at whatever we are doing, he is looking at us, and if we commit something wrong, he will punish us. Do you believe it? He said, yes, I believe it. Then he said, this place is a hell, very bad things are going on here. And if we will indulge into vices, it will be a sin. And then Allah won't forgive us. Are you agree? Then that person realized that she is telling the truth. So he said, okay, you opened my eyes, thank you. And then he went away. So every day they used to send rich customers to her, and every day she used to give them this knowledge that God is omnipresent and he is looking at us. If we will indulge into vices, he will punish us. We will not go to the heaven. Allah is in heaven and we can't go there if we will indulge into vices. So every day the customer came and went away. So one day the masters of the brothel thought that why the customer never comes again, that she is so beautiful and they never comes back. What happened? Then once he said that his wife that go and see what she is doing. Then at one night his wife saw from a small window what she is doing. Then she heard this knowledge, all knowledge. And then she also got realized that what we are doing, we are committing a great sin and she is a great saint. So we are doing such a great sin, so we should stop this business. So then she told her husband that how mean we are, how dirty we are spoiling others' life, ours and others also, the girls' life we are spoiling, the customers' life we are spoiling. So this is a great sin. So we should stop this business now. And this free out Rabia and stop this business. So why this thing happen? If any other girl instead of Rabia would be there, and if she teaches this such kind of knowledge, she would be beaten by the customer, or the masters will also beat her. But Rabia, being a great lover of God, she was having such a pure and pure heart, clean heart. She has a very deep relationship with God. So she has that power, and so when she gives this knowledge to the customer, everybody was convinced. Nobody opposed her. They didn't have that courage to oppose her. They realized the fact and they went away. So this is the true story of Rabia. Say, all know that Sufi saint Rabia. So here also Baba is speaking about purity and cleanliness of thoughts, words and actions. So why, when we come in this knowledge, our first slogan is be holy and be yogi. If you want to a Rajyogi, if you want to become a Rajyogi, first you have to become pure. Purity is the mother of all virtues. So without purity, you cannot achieve any virtue. You cannot achieve that power. So purity of the worldly people, we know they are talking about purity means they just take bath, they take shower, and they think that I can become pure. Or they go to Ganges, river Ganges, or some Sangam Tirth are there, or in Kumbh Melas, they go there, take bath, holy bath, and they think that we become pure. In fact, they never get pure because they keep on committing their sins. If you have become pure, you won't commit any sins afterwards. But there also they have so much, we always hear about the fights between the sadhus. If they go there to become pure, then why they have fight over there? No? So nobody become pure. But and also worldly people talks about the purity of they don't know the purity of thoughts. They just think talk about positive thinking, but they don't know what is purity of thoughts. Here Baba taught us purity of thoughts. It is said in Hindi, soch kar socho kya sochna hai. Think before you think what I am thinking. So how much control do we need on ourselves? Because man is become the slave of mind and his sanskar. So we have to purify our thoughts. So Baba's all teachings are of purifying ourselves. Baba, in fact, God is called the purifier of all. So he has come here to make us pure. Is the only one task or only one work of the God is to make the whole world pure. Baba says, by hook or crook I will make you pure. Either you absolve your sins through my remembrance, or get the punishment and I will make you pure. So everybody has to become pure. Without becoming pure, you cannot go to your house back. So, purity of thoughts. So, how our thoughts become impure? How does our thoughts become impure? Sorry? When we see bura kaam karte. So, our thoughts become impure because of yes. Negative thoughts, ways thinking. We look at others' weaknesses. We do parchintan and pardarshan. So it makes our thought impure. When we are in for example, we are here. First time we are meeting here. We don't have any wrong presumptions or about others. We say that we are here. We are doing good churning here, and so all are very good. We get good vibrations here from each other. But if somebody said that no, this person is like this. He is having this weakness. He is having this weakness. Though we know nobody is perfect, still once we get know that this person is like this, our thoughts immediately get changed. No matter whether we came in their contact or not, but once somebody told about that person that this is like this, so our thoughts get spoiled. So in this way, our thoughts become impure. And then words. When once our thoughts become impure, our words also become impure. So what are our impure words? What is the impurity of words? Impurity of words, what is that? Sorry? Angry bow. When we speak about under the influence of anger, speak with ego, arrogance, that I am only right, you are wrong. We show others the through our words that you are nothing and I am everything. I am great. I am something great. You don't know anything. I know only this about this thing. You are nothing. You are zero. Yeah, I am hero. You are zero, I am hero. Or sometimes we do backbiting for others. When we are in front of us, we speak very sweetly about each other. You are very nice. Defame others, yes, defaming others. So in this way, we spoil our words. And then our words, it is said, no, that words are like arrow. When once it is thrown from our mouth, it won't come back. It straightly hit the other person. So words are like, so we have to be very careful with speaking. You know, we are big kids. For other also, when we go outside, we have to be very careful for our actions, our words. Because if they are out of limits, that is maryada of our Brahmin life, people immediately point out us that being BK, you are laughing like this, being you people say that you are like rishis, you are like saints, and your people are laughing like this, they are fighting with us. Many times this thing happen. Many people are having this kind of experience. So people immediately point out us. So our words and deeds should be very, very elevated. We should be very careful. We have to pay attention for each and every our actions and words. And the basis of this is our thoughts. If our thoughts are not clear, they are not pure, then our words and action can't be pure. You can't say that I will think very wrong and I will show something. This is a temporary. For temporary period you can do this, but for long time you can't do it like this. So our thoughts, words and deeds become impure. And then when these things are impure, definitely our relationships also become impure, because we create relationship either out of attachment or out of hatred or out of some selfish motive. If these things are there, the relationship is very bad. You know, if I have some attachment with someone, then I automatically become away from the father. So Baba here is very clearly said that your thoughts, words, deeds and relationship should be very pure. And when, you know, we say that, for the sake of saying, I think, we say that Baba is our everything. One Baba and none else. Baba is my father, he is my teacher, he is my Sadguru, he is my mother, friend, husband, everything. But whether do we really experience all kind of relationship with Him? No. Every time we this kind of relations, worldly relations pulls us for some or other manner. So if Baba says that if you have other relations are pulling you, then you have not pure relations with Me. Means you have impure relations. And when we have impure relations, impure words, impure thoughts, then we say that we have complaint, I can't meditate. I don't get any experience from Baba. I don't get answers from the Father. How come we will get this kind of answer if we don't have clear heart? Double furnace season is just started. Baba always appreciates double furnace that they have very, very clean and clear heart. Though they do commit some sins, though they do good service, whatever it is, they immediately comes and tells Baba, Baba, this thing has happened. They never exaggerate the good things and never make short their sins. They say whatever is there, they just tell Baba very clearly. So Baba likes this thing, this virtue very much. So Baba says Baba loves this virtue of the double purpose, and because of that only they go ahead. They do a lot of purushad, they get so much help from Baba. And even if relationship, you know, if they are friends or parents or brother, sisters or husband, wife or anyone, if we are close with someone, if somebody is our near and dear ones, if there is no clear relationship, then it creates doubt. You know, so this is the very important thing, that clear cleanliness or purity should be there in relationship. You know, nowadays so many cases of divorce are there. Why? Because they don't have faith in each other. They steal something from each other. Even if I read somewhere that you should not be very much clear with your partner. Something you conceal from him. Because if you clearly tell him everything or clearly tell her everything, your relationship gets spoiled. But they don't know what happens actually because of this stealing or something from our partner. So you should be very clear, otherwise the relation can never be, means they can't be long time relationship. Sorry? Yeah, they can't be harmonious also. Every time, if I have something wrong in my mind, then even if the other person is clear with me, but I always think that he also must be stealing something from me. He also must say, because I am like that. No matter how much clear he is with you, but I feel so that he is stealing something, he is concealing something from me, because I am having that impure heart. So then the relationship cannot go ahead. It would stop. There would be controversy, there would be fight, there would be a difference of opinion and something. It increase and keep on increasing, and then one day comes, the relationship breaks out. And after breaking the relationship, everybody knows how much every person suffers. So, if we don't have pure relationship with the Father also, we will suffer a lot. So Baba knows everything. Baba won't give us punishment, but we ourselves give punishment to us. So we must be pure, be clean, be clear with the Father. Just like, you know, we have telephone connections, light connections, electricity connections. If they don't have clear line, clear connection, then we don't get proper light, we don't get proper voice in telephone, and we get disturbed from that. And we can think that if we don't have that clear relationship with God, then how much disturbance it causes in our life. Everybody is having this experience. Our stage go up and down. So have pure relationships with the Father. And then Baba here said that your clothes are white. You holy ones are also dressed in white. The white color is the embodiment or symbolizes purity. So when we wear this white clothes, at how much attention we have to pay. Because on white clothes, even a small point, small dot, reflects very clearly. It shows, everybody sees what happened, your clothes is become dirty. In color cloth, no matter whatever is there, is yellow stain is there, if black stain is there, it won't show clearly. But in white cloth, it shows very clearly. So, not only the Baba is talking about this white cloth, but inner also. If our, we are becoming pure, and so even it's a small stain of our sin, vices, become a big stain. Or it looks big stain. So we have to be very careful for our inner stage also. And then Baba says that holy is fine. To be always flawless in your body, mind and heart means to be clean. Inside also and outside also, you have to be very clean. And then only the Lord is pleased with us. So when we are clean and clear in our mind, even our thoughts, words, deeds, relationships, then our all pure desires be fulfilled by God. So this is the Baba says that this is the speciality of Swan, is cleanliness, and this is why Brahmin souls are called holy swans. Actually, Swan is itself a symbol of purity. But even then, Baba add it the word holy swan. The highest stage Baba is taking to us, the holy swans. So this is today's blessing, that may you be a true holy swan who pleases the Lord with the cleanliness of your body, mind and heart. When we are clear and clean with our body, mind and heart, the Lord, the God, pleases with us. Om Shanti.